Alex Mera, the time is 7 minutes past eight. You're tuned into a little something we like to call
Nga.
And what does Nga stand for?
Make Mondays great again.
That's right, we're here to make Mondays great again. Joe, who was just sat in the studio, was doing a very good Trump impression on the way out. We need to get a clip later on of him saying make Mondays great again, because that'd be good. We could hammer that jingle. Do you like a production meeting on air? I'm a big fan. Welcome to Make Mondays Great Again. 7 minutes past eight. Chris and Alex live till nine. Thank you to Hebe for the last hour. Sounding great as per. But what more would you expect from one of Wandsworth Radio's best? And thanks to Kirsty for the news and weather as well. Alex, how the devil are you?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Chris. The past week, I've had a bit of a mare.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I just had a bit of a mare in general this week. We'll get into it. But I've had some problems with technology, which isn't surprising.
Ah, old Lady Alex can't handle tech. Who'd have thought?
I mean, I still don't know this whole Snapchat game. Like, I still don't get it. I still don't know what to do.
It's a phone, Chris, but it doesn't have to be plugged into the wall anymore.
Hi. And I've got some questions about gym etiquette that I need answered.
I'm so keen for this because I joined the gym at work. I'm fairly new, like a couple of weeks deep. And it is such a weird atmosphere, isn't it?
You have a gym at work?
Of course we do.
Are you serious?
Of course we have one at the Ministry of Magic.
I can't believe you've got a... I mean, I've got a gym at work, it's not for me to use.
Don't get too jealous, because it is probably smaller than the size of Studio A and Studio B here at Wandsworth Radio. It's not particularly large. But yeah, so that's... No, I'm very keen to talk about gym etiquette, particularly... No, we'll do more later on. We're running a poll on the Twitter as well.
We are. We've started a new poll. Last week was Mariah and whether it's too early for the song, which caused a bit of a ruckus in my office, but we'll get into that later. Okay. This week, it's The Darkness.
Do you know Don't Let the Bells End? I'll give you the sample like I did last week. See, that surprised me. I thought you'd like The Darkness.
I do like The Darkness. I just haven't heard that.
So if you need a little taster before you choose your votes on that one's of Radio Twitter.
This is so epic.
So
come on, do the right thing, guys.
If it wins, we'll have it. I'll gladly press play if it wins, but I'm sure people will do the right thing and not vote for it.
I mean, people are still... We've already got like 20 votes, so...
Yeah, it's going to be keen to see what happens.
It's getting more than Mariah did, but still.
We're also going to be talking about... I've slightly hurt my back, and I want you to guess throughout the show. I'll tell you at the end. Try and guess how I hurt my back. At a point during the show, I want you to pop up with a guess.
Is it the infamous hunting that Rob once said that you were away from Larks because you were hunting?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? You were away.
I also don't know what Larks is.
You were away, and I think you were visiting family, but he was telling everyone that you were on safari.
Oh, yeah, I remember. No, it's not that. But keep guessing. Guess throughout the show. I'll tell you at the end.
Trampolining.
No, not trampolining.
Extreme frisbee.
Only guess once per link or twice per link, because else it's going to be annoying.
Why are you trying to inhibit my creativity?
Tweets on @WandsworthRadio if you want to have a little guess. How did Chris hurt his back? The answer might surprise you.
Was it during lie down time?
Yes. Coming up, we've got music from The Prodigy, Estelle, and I'm interviewing a really good star for Arts Watch tomorrow. We'll play some of their music later on as well. I want to tease you. I'm not teasing you because you know, but teasing you, the listening fellows at home. And one's already on Twitter. Hello, Dario, who's tweeting. Hello, Yvonne, who's tweeting. Hello, Felix, who's tweeting. Get involved. Let's have some Prodigy right now on Wandsworth Radio. Make Mondays great again with Chris and Alex. It's an old man. That sounded proper filthy for a Monday night, didn't it? That song.
I wasn't.
Prodigy.
I mean, I was just getting more distracted by what you were doing off air.
I was retweeting the Twitter poll for "Is it too early to play The Darkness? Don't let the bells end." Alex Mera, let's talk gyms.
Okay.
So, what is it you want to talk to me about?
Right. So, there's a couple of things that have happened in the past week. So, long story short, I have no heating or hot water in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new gym that opened up near me. Now, I joined it before it officially opened. And
yeah.
It officially opened on the 6th of November. So, I've been going like maybe 3-4 times a week.
Someone's a fit boy.
Because it's 24 hours, so I can go whenever
I
want.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Like just shoving it in there every now and then. Now, I've got no hot water or heating in my house, so I've been going to the gym
to shower
a lot more frequently.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So that's okay. It's okay to go to the gym to shower. I mean, I work out beforehand because I don't want to just kind of walk in, go to the shower and then come out because that's weird. I feel like
argue you're paying for access to their facility, so I think it's probably fine to do that.
Yeah, but I feel weird. I feel like people are just going, yo, you homeless? Like, what are you doing?
But even if you were homeless, you're paying for access to the showers.
I still feel weird. Anyway, so it's fine.
If you take your washing up there, that's when it gets weird.
I mean, you know, I take a sleeping bag, I sleep there, it's fine. So the thing that bothered me, right? So I was in the middle of a workout and someone that I used to work with that I haven't seen in a while, I just see this like frantic waving out the corner of my eye. So I was just like ignoring it going, it doesn't really matter.
Were you listening to music?
Yeah, I was listening to music and I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, someone's fallen off a treadmill. I don't know. But then this person comes up right in front of me and starts having a conversation with me. And I'm mid-workout, so I kind of take my headphones out. I'm not about to stop my workout.
What were you doing?
To talk to you. I was on the elliptical machine.
Classic Alex choice.
It's my warm-up before I go for a run. Anyway, so it still annoyed me. I mean, I know it seems like the machine where it's like, oh, you can have a conversation. It's like,
No, it's hard work, though. I hate those ones.
Like, I love them.
And I always end up on those, like, cross... That's like a cross trainer, isn't it? Same thing. I always end up, like, locking my knees. And then just... I'm bouncing up and down on horrid locked knees. I don't like it.
Well, I like doing kind of interval training with it. So, like, taking it all the way up and then taking it back down. Like, all kinds of stuff. But this person's having a conversation with me mid-workout. And is like, oh, have you been? How's it going? What's going on? What are you doing? And I'm like... sweating at the moment.
Working out?
I'm at the gym at the moment.
You should have caught up with her over a spinach smoothie in the bar afterwards.
It was him. And
He
was like, how long have you been here? And I was like, since it opened.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is my first night. And I'm like, good for you. What do you want me to do? Show you how to use the machines? Like, I don't know. Do you think it's appropriate to try and have a conversation with someone while they're in the middle of a workout?
Yeah. I think it's kind of self-important for you to be like, don't talk to me, I'm busy working out.
But I'm in the middle of a workout.
But I'm just trying to focus on this, I'll catch up with you later, or did you let him keep going?
Well, I kind of let him...
There we go, spineless Mara.
I let him...
at the gym, developing a spine, but you'll never grow one.
I was letting him ramble for a bit, and then I was like, I'm going to finish this, maybe we can talk afterwards. Little did I know he was going to wait until I finished working out entirely.
Here's the question I thought you were going to ask about gym etiquette, which is maybe slightly more PG rated than your one. I go with a friend from work, right? I've been on my own as well, but quite often we go together because it's kind of like, you know, trying to like push each other on and stuff. How many times are we going to go to the gym together before we stop being weird in the changing rooms? Because it's like,
oh my God.
At what point am I just going to drop towel?
Is this someone that you haven't... Because I'm imagining that it's like a friend.
Yeah,
you...
it's about... You've met him. I'll tell you off... I'll...
Drop. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you've dropped...
No, why would you assume before? That? I've not seen any of my friends naked.
How have you not seen any of your friends naked?
Because I don't want to see them naked. And they don't want to see me naked.
But surely you've been in situations where you've been like naked.
Like what?
I don't know, like, one of you's been in the shower and you've accidentally walked in.
No, because you locked the door.
Maybe your house didn't have a lock on the door.
you're missing the point here.
No,
how long is it going to be before we're just like, whatever?
But you've known each other for so long. I don't see why you don't just drop trow. It's fine.
Yeah, but it didn't happen the first, like... We're still in single digits for how many times we've gone together. And I'm getting closer. At this point, I'm like, I just want to have a shower. But also, I'm like, ooh, hold the towel around and change my pants underneath.
No, stop it, Chris.
All right.
No, as in, like, just next time you go,
yeah,
drop trunk.
I don't know.
With your back turned.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna
face him into the full Monty.
I'd argue you're meant to look someone in the eye, aren't you?
Leave your hat on. It's fine.
How long do you think it'll be?
Before you do it, probably eternity. I'm surprised that you've taken your trousers off in front of anybody. Like,
proud of yourself, aren't you?
I mean, it's just the way that you take a sip of tea as I'm berating you like this. Because you know it's true, Chris.
I think end of November it will have happened. Watch this space. I'll keep you informed.
How good, I don't think I could survive without it. But how often do you guys go to the gym together?
Every day.
Legit every day?
Yeah, bench press every day.
Shut up.
Why do you ask if you don't want the answer?
What? Are you sure you're not just going in there because there's a Pokemon lore?
A what?
A Pokemon thing?
You mean a lure?
A lure?
A lure?
A lure?
No play.
No, it's called a lure.
No, it's called a lore. It's called, no, you've got me saying that. Stop it.
It's called a lure.
Hey, guess who I'm into in Tomorrow for Arts Watch, which goes out on Thursday?
Oh my god. Is it someone famous?
Yes, it's star of Son of a Preacher Band musical, Diana Vickers. I'm talking to her tomorrow for Arts Watch. I know. So let's have some Diana Vickers now. This is Once on Wandsworth Radio. If you've got questions, I guess tweet them at me, at Wandsworth Radio. I'll see how many I can cram into our 10 minutes together. Diana Vickers on Wandsworth Radio. Once by Diana Vickers. It's going to be my best pal tomorrow. Just watch this space.
Who is the spoken word artist that you...
Polar Bear, my boy, follows me on Twitter now, so best mate. Still uses pencil. Give me a pencil.
Oh, you're so cute.
Alex.
They say never meet your idol.
Alex.
Chris.
I want to tell you something, but I'm worried that it's going to send you into a kind of weird head spin.
What?
You know how... I want to give you an example, basically.
Fine.
You know how you might say that my humour is a bit daddy?
A bit?
Yeah.
Sorry, I will go off air. I'm going to show you the memory that I had on Facebook that involved you.
What was it? Was it one of those pun threats?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to read you a conversation that I had with my actual father, which is probably explains where I get some of it from. Context for this.
Oh god, it needs context.
Well, not too much. One of my dad's relatives isn't very well, so I wanted to send him a card. So I'm like...
Hilarious.
Well, I'm just giving you...
Sorry, carry on.
What a great joke Dad did that. So I'm like, hey Dad, what's the best address to send Joyce, who's a relative, obviously, what's the best address to send Joyce a Get Well Soon card to? And I'm like... I know it's not very well phrased, it's in a bit of a rush, whatever. Dad just replied, her address, probably.
To be fair, that's something I would say.
You want to know where it comes from, ladies and gentlemen?
That's what it is.
And that's exactly what I would say. If someone sent me that message, I would 100% reply with that.
But to be honest, that's what I would say as well. That wasn't a dad joke, that was just funny. So sometimes you're funny, and other times you're a dad.
Are you saying they're mutually exclusive?
Yeah.
Alex, before I press play on a song, and then we have the news, I want another guess. How did I hurt my back over the weekend?
Bungee jumping.
You thought... Guess properly. Play the game.
Fine. You were putting laundry out.
Nope. Keep guessing. After American Boy, Estelle, Kanye West, Wandsworth Radio. Falling in love is hard on the knees, especially when you leave the fan on here on Wandsworth Radio. Alex Merrill.
I love that song so much.
I hear you had a little trip to the Natural History Museum over the weekend. One of the best of London landmarks. Iconic for so many reasons and so much great various learning opportunities there. How did you enjoy it?
Anything
to raise?
I'm not going to lie. I love the Natural History Museum, which is why I went, oh, got a free day.
How brave of you not to lie about loving the Natural History Museum.
No, but as in, I was a little bit annoyed and a little bit disappointed. So the front of it, if anybody doesn't know this, the front of the Natural History Museum is currently under renovation. So they have a kind of one way in, one way out system.
I didn't know that, actually.
You did know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to get in, you can't get in via the Cromwell entrance. You have to go
right,
the,
go around
the side.
Yeah, yeah. Around the kind of front bit.
Or
yeah.
If people in the know, just go in via the Science Museum and then get in that way, which I probably should have done, but I was too far in the queue and I'm like a shark. I don't go backwards. And I went in. It was just full of children. They were just so...
What day did you go in? Just remind me.
Okay, I know what you're going to say. I went on a Sunday.
And what time?
At about 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Anyway, I know. I went straight to the minerals and rocks because there were no children there. Surprise, surprise. I wanted to go and see the Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition, but that was sold out. So I went to see venomous and poisonous animals.
Cool.
Really, really cool exhibition. If you get a chance, go. It's really, really interesting. And they've done it really well. They go over all the benefits and kind of different ways of treating things and stuff like that. Really, really cool. However, I don't think it's appropriate to have very small toddlers in exhibitions like that, like paid for exhibitions, because they're screaming, they're bored. It's not designed for them. It's designed for kind of older kids and adults. There's a lot of reading. And there was this one mum that was reading every plaque out to her child who was like 4 and didn't care and was just going, oh, look, mum, there's a snake in a jar. Like, didn't really care. And she's reading it out and it really bothered
Alex,
me because I'm trying to read it.
Can I tell you something? So you know how when I was 5, my family moved to Jersey?
Yes.
So I was very young when we moved to Jersey. I was 10 when we came back. I remember very little of my time in the UK or in England before moving away. One of my most iconic memories as I think a 4-year-old is going to the Natural History Museum and being overwashed and amazed at all the science there. And just like, as a small child, it really shaped like a lot of my kind of curious nature and my love for animals and natural history and passion. But please, tell me more about how annoyed you got at all the small children enjoying the learning experience.
No, you're not going to demonise me. No.
Well, I'm going to demonise you.
No.
Because you're ruining my childhood.
No,
if I was right, if I was that young gentleman there looking to enjoy his time in London, we've saved up so much.
Oh
to,
God,
to
stop
just,
it!
Just so we could take
sorry,
young,
Ms.
just
Nera.
Just so young Timmy could come to the Natural History Museum. God. Just so he could have the experience.
Stop
that,
it! He's not Charlie Bucket.
Just so he could have the one day. He just wants to see the plaques. He just wants to see
no,
them.
No, he doesn't. He wants to go.
Meanwhile, Alex Vera is barging through. You shall not read the plaques, Timmy.
Oh, my God.
You can't appreciate the science. Go back to the whale skeleton, Timmy, you cretin. The real scientists are here. Here to learn. We want to know about the rocks. We don't want to have fun. You're not going to win me over.
Are you done?
You're the one who called him a cretin.
Oh my God, I didn't say that. You can't put words in my mouth, Chris.
Well, you didn't say it.
The thing that upset me was you've taken a kid into... So it's about venomous and poisonous creatures. So it's kind of dark and creepy and scary and it's all of this kind of stuff, which... I mean, it's not designed for kids. There's a whole investigative center that's designed for kids.
Ah.
There's these whole areas that are made for kids.
Ah, Alex Vera telling people how to parent their children.
Oh, my God.
And how many successful young ones have you raised in your time? That young gentleman...
was bored out of his brain.
He could be the person who solves the next, like, venomous snake problem because of a love of science that was put in him by his mother at the age of 4 years old.
No,
but Alex, no! Get away! There are special areas for people like you. You get to go and look at the giant nose or stand under the heart. You don't get to stay here with the interesting science.
No, because he wanted...
Play the song.
He wanted to go and,
play
like...
the song.
Why? I hate you. I don't know why I bring these things to you.
Do you want to know what my real memory is of going to the Natural History Museum as a child?
Dinosaurs?
It's the fact I saw a kid who had the same shirt as my little brother.
Oh my god, Chris!
But yeah, but I mean, the whale skeleton was all right too. This is Weezer.
The whale skeleton wasn't there.
Right, you don't know. It was there.
No, it wasn't. It was a giant whale. You had Dippy when you were a kid.
Excuse me, there was still a whale in there, just around the side.
Not a skeleton, though.
You just didn't go to the right bit.
Oh my god, Chris, don't even try me.
Kind of wanted the water that much, or you'd have drunk it in the last 25 minutes.
I did want to drink it. So Chris bought me water, and I forgot about it. And unlike being the kind, good-natured person I expect him to be, which is to remind Nana Alex that she needs to drink the water, he reminds me and then drinks it in front of me.
I chugged it, mate, and then I put the cup upside down on my head like I was out on the lash. Whee! Alex.
Chris.
Let's talk about your subscription to a popular online video watching service, which we won't name, but we'll call something like White Quix.
Please,
we're not calling it with a W, are we?
No. How about, no, not that. Oh, God, any...
What letter were you going for there?
L.
Oh, no, definitely don't go for that.
So
you subscribe to one of the online streamers.
So one of the online streaming apps. And I got to tell you, Chris, like my whole world has just turned upside down.
There's
like,
so much on there.
Upside down. And the thing is what I've discovered is that I can access it anywhere.
At work?
No, not at work.
Well, you definitely watch it at work. This is definitely your way of telling your colleagues you're watching at work.
I've added it as an app on my phone. And I was like, oh my God, I can download episodes and watch it on my phone.
Are you actually from the 19th century, though?
Do you know they have this thing called email now? I was watching it on my laptop and then I went, wait a minute, there's an app on my phone? I can watch it on my phone? So I'm having a little bit of trouble kind of traversing the technological scape of what to watch and when to watch. So
it's interesting because Mum's messaged that she's listening, but she's also sat right here in the studio, it seems like.
Shut up, Chris.
Actually, I think my mum can handle Netflix, so maybe that makes...
Look, my problem is, I don't know what's appropriate viewing.
Oh, yeah.
To doubt, like, on the commute or at the gym.
Don't watch Orange is the New Black on the bus. Oh, boy.
I'll be honest. Like, I didn't realize how much, like, lie-down time there is in so many popular series.
I was watching Peep Show today on a chair at work during my lunch break. And it's one of the fairly early on episodes where both Mark and Jeremy are engaging in lie-down times. And I was like, gonna turn this off because it's all shot from point of view. I was like, people are gonna think this is grotty.
I mean, this is the thing, like, is it grot? Is it part of the show? You don't, like, people don't know. Like, the scenes really kind of look like grot a lot of the time.
But I think if you walk past and saw someone watching something on their phone with a sandwich, you wouldn't assume it was grot. You would think it was
depends on
well
what
who's
wearing.
Gonna watch grot on the bus.
People that need to be kicked off.
So what show are you watching that's got grot in?
Just loads of shows have grot in because I was thinking, I'll just download like a bunch of different shows to watch. Like, okay, Game of Thrones is a bad example, but so I'm on the commute, right? And I wanted to catch up on, I wanted to rewatch season one.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst because it's got the bit with Jamie and Cersei.
I know. And the thing is like, it's really uncomfortable watching that and knowing that there's lots of people around me. It's a packed tube and they're watching it over my shoulder and I don't know what they think I'm watching.
Thrones is all right, though.
What do I watch? In the Night Garden?
The scale is how known the show is. People know Game of Thrones, whereas people don't necessarily know like some of the other shows on that program. On that channel.
I found one called The Client List. It's really weird.
Yeah. Is that
Yas? With Jennifer Love Hewitt. You'd find it a Yas.
Yes. Is it like that Billy Piper one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll get into that.
Like that, like... But. So it's like, you know, do I just watch CBeebies? Like, is that what I do? Do I just watch, like... Because the thing is, even animated shows are really naughty.
Pokemon's got a lot of it. Just watch what you want, mate.
The thing is, I also really like watching anime, and I can't watch that because people automatically get the wrong idea.
What I do is I watch what I want to watch, but every now and then I'll tap the screen so the Netflix logo comes up on the top. Sorry, I was ruined it. Also, the show you just mentioned, Thrones, isn't on the streaming one.
Well,
okay. So why?
Is the only one I could think of. Because okay. I downloaded a bunch of stuff. And everything right.
It sounds like
through.
You broke the law. I'm going to play some music now. It's not too late to vote, by the way. We'll count the votes up after this. Is it too early for the darkness? Don't let the bells end. You'll have to vote on Ones with Radio Twitter. This is Babes Never Die by Honeyblood.
So really, you didn't help me.
No, I didn't. You're right.
You didn't help me at all.
Sorry. Do you like that one? Honeyblood with Babes Never Die. I really like that song. We're coming to the end of the show. We've got one more song to play for you. Alex.
Chris.
Is it going to be The Darkness? No, it's not, because the people have spoken and it's too early for Christmas songs.
Why won't you just give me Christmas?
Next, we'll run it next week. I think next week might be tipping point. Because then we go from the 13th to 20th. Then it's like 5 weeks away rather than 6 weeks.
Very unhappy.
I'm going to give you 30 more seconds to guess how I hurt my back at the weekend. I'll answer yes, no questions as well. You've now got 20 seconds.
Did you do it doing something mundane?
Yes.
Tying your shoes?
No.
Pogo sticking?
No, it's not mundane. I'd be sick.
Pokemon, playing Pokemon.
You're close.
Oh.
10 seconds.
Pokemon app or Pokemon card game?
Card game.
Oh. Did you do it while you were like throwing a card down in Rob's face?
Hurt my back at the weekend because I got every Pokemon card I owned and laid them out on the bed.
Oh my
so I could,
god.
So I could sort through to make the ultimate deck. And it's only when you've been doing it for about 2 hours leaning over the bed, you're like, oh, actually, this probably isn't very good for you, is it?
Oh my god, Chris, you're legit a 12-year-old?
Yeah, but I won, so who's the real winner? I would argue a couple of days of back pain is worth it for the decks that I built. Oh boy. We're back next week on Wandsworth Radio. I'm very excited. We're going to have more great stuff, including I'll probably play you a little bit from my Arts Watch chat with Diana Vickers, which we're recording tomorrow, and I'm doing the Battersea Park 10K this Saturday as well, so we'll review
so
that as well. Are you coming to watch?
Yes, I'll come watch.
Are you actually? It means getting up early for you.
I get up at like 8 on a Saturday. What's wrong
That's
with you?
That's quite early to get all the way across London. I'll be finishing at 10 past 8 because I'm lightning quick.
I thought you said you'd be finishing at 10 past 10.
Yeah,
I
was being silly. Oh. Let's go and play some Miley Cyrus now. Thanks, Alex. Mga.
Mga.
Mga to you. Wooden Jack coming up next. Thanks for tuning in.